if an extended family member has gained temporary custody of a child, a legislative proposal could allow courts to create a transition plan for that child to go back to their parents. An amendment was approved on the bill to allow fictive kin to take part in the process. I'm Robbie Gaffney. If a parent is abusing, neglecting, or abandoning their child, the Florida Department of Children and Families, or DCF, can get involved. The child could be placed elsewhere, and the parent must prove they are fit to get their child back. Lobbyist Ron Watson is trying to adopt his grandchildren.
The line that changed my life was when my wife took out an aspirin because she had a headache, and the four-year-old said to her, "Grandma, you know if you cut that up, it works a lot faster."
But Watson says the process hasn't been easy.
So it's really hard in our scenario because we want to be helpful to the parents. Obviously, there are children. But at the same time, we have to put what's the best interest of the child first.
There's a second avenue. A family member can petition the courts to get temporary custody of the child, avoiding the DCF. But if family members choose this option, the parent can come back at any time and take the child away. That's because the parent has a right to privacy, meaning they can raise their child how they like without the state interfering. North Fort Myers Republican Representative Spencer Roach is sponsoring a bill to allow courts to enforce a transition plan when the parent comes back. He's calling it an exit ramp from the DCF.
There's generally some reluctance on the part of a parent who may be struggling with an issue to leave a child with a relative caregiver if they think that the heavy hand of the state is going to get involved.
Watson says if this option had been in place, he might have taken it.
But we were so scared that they could come back at any moment and just reclaim the children.
David Hirschberg is legislation chair of the family section of the Florida Bar. He agrees with the bill's intention, but says it needs to explain how courts should create transition plans.
They should really consider the age, the developmental stage of the child, and the period of time that this child may have been in temporary custody. For example, a transition plan where the child's only been away from a parent for 2 months probably should be different than one where they've been away from a parent for 3 years or longer.
Hirschberg is also concerned with a new addition to Roach's bill. It allows fictive kin to have the same rights as extended family members, meaning they can petition courts for temporary custody and a transition plan. But what is fictive kin? Roach explains.
Fictive kin could be someone else in the child's life who has been serving in sort of a parental role. It could be it could even be a member of their church. It could be someone that's a friend of the family. It could be a coach, maybe a teacher, anyone who has served in a role as a guardian or has parented that child in some way.
Florida law defines fictive kin as someone unrelated by birth, marriage, or adoption who has an emotionally significant relationship possessing the characteristics of a family relationship to the child. Hirschberg says including this in the bill is going too far.
That by expanding it to beyond close family members, to a neighbor, to a friend, it could lead to unintended consequences.
Hirschberg points to guardianship and dependency courts as other ways fictive kin can get custody. Roach's bill is now advancing to its third committee stop. If approved, it will head to the full chamber for a vote. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.